Today, I think there is also clashes, but it's a little bit less than yesterday. Or maybe, belong to my area, there is still here bomb and this and that, but I'm not hear about any injuries or death or something like that.
So we can say that the ceasefire is holding?
No, you cannot say it like this. Actually, there is a sort of clashes surrounding certain areas, but it's not belong to the civilians' houses itself. For example, I hear a sort of fighting. They say it's surrounding the military command center, clashes, bombs, sort of small battle. But I don't know exactly what the result of it. And you hear about also some of troops belong to the RSF want to make sort of supply to the troops of RSF in Khartoum, but also bombed by planes, military planes or fighters. And there is a small clashes here and there, you know, in different areas. But generally, until now, what we can say as compared to another day is, for me, maybe yes or wrong, yes or right, I think it's better or more safe, something like that, but less quiet, maybe this is exactly the word.
So what are people doing about, getting food or water and, you know, the necessity of just to live? What are people doing?
There is a differences according to the area. For example, there is an areas which is completely shutting down without any support. And there is areas with partially opened for 10 to 20% of the surfaces opened. And there is also areas with more than this, maybe reach for 40 to 50% or more. It depends on the area. You know, the capital of Khartoum is very big. It consists of three big cities, Bahri, Omdurman, and Khartoum itself. So it depends on the area itself. The war is not in the whole town, you know. It's mobile. It depends on the mobility of the forces here and there. But generally, the major problem in the Khartoum now, it will be related to the medical area.
What can you tell us about the jailbreak? We understand there was a jailbreak and some people escape.
Actually, there is four prisons which are undergo for attacks, you know. The people who are in the three prisons, they said that three of them, the RSF, they attack the prisons and take the criminals out. But the last one, or the fourth prison, which one of the people are Omar al-Bashir inside of it, and the last regime like Omar al-Bashir and his crew, there is a sort of another story. They say that this is not RSF attack. It belongs to the people who want to take Omar al-Bashir out of the prison. And they said this troop is a special troops related to the old regime.
Thank you so much. A pleasure speaking with you. And please keep safe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.